This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
Why don't you come up front?
I'm okay. Come on up front. I'm good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why? What's the difference?
I'm not going to drive you around like I'm your chauffeur. Get in the front seat, all right?
Yeah, you're not driving me around like I'm a chauffeur. With 2 minutes from the rehearsal hall.
And the bulldog.
You know, what kind of person asks another person to drive them around like this? This kind of mentality is what's...
Whoa, what kind of person is so insecure that they have to make somebody move into the front seat so they don't think that they're driving somebody around?
No, the kind of person is so insecure that needs to be driven around in the back seat.
Nothing to do with me being driven around. Why don't you leave my seat? Go into the front seat.
Because I asked you to sit in the front seat of my car, and it's my car.
None. WGR.
They would have already been there already.
Yes,
you
would have.
Oh, you can't drive with somebody in the back seat.
Yeah, you're such a baby. You're a grown man baby. You know what? Little baby wants to ride, we'll give little baby a ride.
You know what? Okay? Little baby wants to walk.
No.
Sports Radio 550.
Who is the other guy?
That is Ben Stiller.
Oh, it is.
Damn. For a second there, I thought it sounded like John Favreau, but no. Okay.
Little baby wants a ride. Little baby wants to walk. First time playing that? Is that new?
Yes.
Exciting. Remember the guy called up the other day? He's like, I just want to thank whoever it is right. That comes up with all those Larry David clips. That would be Joe.
Yep.
Ryan Gates was more of an It's Always Sunny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got a text from him about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah?
If he is offering you Aaron Rodgers for a draft pick, I'm going to be unhappy over here.
No, trades between Ryan and me start with me. Usually. You know, and sometimes he says yes, and sometimes he doesn't say anything. Those are the two possible outcomes. He texted me in response to Bulldog's fast food tour conversation. And... I'm not sure if Ryan is saying this is what I call it or this is what everybody calls it, but he just texted me three words: fast food rodeo.
I like that.
Wow.
I'm thinking now I would need to hear from any one of these three other guys that I mentioned by name there. I think fast food frenzy might have been what we called it, but you know.
So you're going to like four or five different fast food restaurants building the perfect fast food meal?
Sure.
That's the idea?
Yeah, I mean, you're not pigging out at, you know, so you go to like the taco place, you're not getting like two burritos and a big plate of nachos. But you're eating something that, you know, you're not also not going there and just getting fries or a, you know, whatever, a churro. You're getting, you know, if you go to the hot dog place, you're getting a hot dog and some fries and a pop. And then you're going to the pizza place and you're having a couple of slices or a half a sub or something. And then you're going to another place and it's a burger and fries again and another pop.
Aren't the things from the first place cold by the time you get to the third place?
No, dude, you sit and eat. It's not just drive through. You're actually dining.
Yes, your thing was, that's right. Your thing was you would eat at the place and then go to the next place and eat there and then go to the next place and eat there. Joe's thing was not that. Right. Joe's thing was go to place to place. I don't know if you guys were mentioning like three or more, but two places, go to a second fast food place because you like the fries more. And Bulldog, you and I both laughed at that.
Like, I think that's ridiculous. Yeah.
How could you end up caring that much about the fries?
The key to beat the part about it being cold is you get the fries first. So the place you like that has the fries that are better, you go there and you order them with no salt because then they make them fresh. Because they automatically salt them when they come out. So they make them fresh. You got to be a pain and ask for the salt then if you want it, though. Then
the salt on the side?
Yes. They're as hot as they're going to get,
though.
Oh, my
God!
They're as hot as you're going to get. And you go to the next place, and that's where you get your burger,
sandwich.
You want
the salt on the side.
Yes.
So the fries are hotter. And yes. They go longer before getting cold.
They make them right away.
I am the guy, if I'm working at that window, when you ask for the no salt on the fries and then you pull up and ask for the salt on the side, I am reaching my giant body through that window into your car and strangling you.
Not really. Like,
I'm a YouTube sensation. I'm the guy that lost it at the drive-thru. But then when I get to tell my whole story later on Ellen, everyone goes, oh, well, the guy ordered no salt on the fries and then wanted salt on the side? You were totally justified in trying to pull that guy out of his car through that stupid little drive-thru window.
You had a
100%.
Point. You had a point. You had cause.
I'm not telling you if it's right or not. I'm just telling you how to get it done.
All right, so you start at your favorite fries place. You ask for fries with no salt, and now you're done with that. Now you go get your burger somewhere else.
Or maybe the
and you're eating the fries yeah. while you're waiting for the burger?
Honestly.
That's the idea?
No. If they're hot enough, you should be fine. There's got to be no waits at this place, though, to pull this off. And then maybe actually the way around that is you get them with no salt. You ask for salt the next place. That's how you do it.
Well, that's
avoiding Bulldog coming through and strangling me through the window.
But you're still asking for no salt.
Sure, yes.
You're just not asking for it separate.
No, yeah. They think I'm just eating these fries without salt.
How do they even give it to you when you want it separate? Do you want it in those little tiny little packets?
Yeah.
With the ridge down the middle?
Yep.
Why is there a ridge down the middle of those little packets?
They're salt and pepper packets, right?
Oh, is that why? Because it's salt on one side and pepper on the other side?
I think.
In case you don't want to mix them?
How do they get the spices into those tiny
packets? I don't know.
And now are we diverse enough now that I can go to one of those windows like, you know, I actually like some fresh basil sprinkling. can you get some basil on the side? Like, what? Sir, this is an Arby's. No, I know. I want some basil.
In this case,
you're discriminating against me because you won't give me basil.
In this case, it actually is an Arby's. Salt, is salt a spice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper are spices. They're, you know, the most commonly used spices.
Salt? So
what else would it be?
What else would it be? What else would it be? What else would it be? Is that a vegetable? What else would
I'm
it be?
Sure
is
I'm
that
not a, wrong is, about this.
It's not a grain.
Twitter's down.
It's
I'm not
going
to be able to find out.
I don't know. I don't know how to do anything without Twitter. I can't talk about anything else. I'm talking about this. The Twitter's down. We don't know. Le'Veon Bell could have retired by now.
And his
there might be a
spice.
Game tonight.
Twitter!
There could be a game right now. I don't know.
I did just Google it, and it's actually not a spice.
It's not a spice. It's not a vegetable.
It's a seasoning, and it's a
seasoning. Okay. Is a group? Seasoning is a group?
I guess.
It's a seasoning.
Wikipedia says it's a seed, fruit, root, bark, or other plant substance.
What? This is like trying to define the word the.
What about pepper? Is pepper also... Come on. I don't know.
Well, if salt isn't, I can't believe that pepper would be. Pepper is a seasoning.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're learning salt.
No. I'm sorry. Pepper is a spice. Black pepper is the world's most traded spice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I feel all right having assumed that salt, because it goes with pepper, salt and pepper was also a spice. And, you know, whatever. I was wrong.
It's salt fine. Is not a spice. You guys reacted to that exactly the same way, which was like this. There was a pause, not a long pause, but a short pause, and then a, come on, something like that. Is that what you said? You both said, come on. Like, you sort of looked like you weren't 100% sure, but you're like 90% sure.
Yeah, right.
That reaction. Come on, of course. Whatever that was. All right, Sean has another way of getting the best fries. All right, Sean, here you go. Here's your chance. Here you go. Let's hear this.
Well, this is more of a public service announcement saying that instead of asking them for no salt on your fries, they kind of got to go through a long process of taking the fries out, putting it on a special platter so there's no salt on it, and then they give you the salt afterwards. You could just ask them straight up for fresh fries. And you don't have to go through the whole hubbub of ordering without salt.
All right.
That's all.
That works.
And they will give you fresh fries?
Yeah. And then, you know, no one's going to punch through the drive-thru.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we don't want that. We're all on the same page there, aren't we? Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Good idea, Sean. Thank you. You've given us something here. Is there anything we can do for you?
No. Just enjoying the show.
All right. You don't have any fantasy teams?
Sure, we can interest you
teams?
In some gently used media guides. No?
Okay. Do you have any fantasy teams?
Yeah, I do have one.
How's it doing?
Started off kind of slow. But won my last three games. I had Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, so I had to trade one of them. And since then, I've got the score I needed.
Who did you trade, and what did you get?
I traded Lamar Jackson, and I got Connor from Pittsburgh and I can't think of it, the wide receiver from Washington.
McLaurin,
yes.
That's great. Is this a league you start one quarterback?
Yes.
One. Oh, that's a great trade. You know, Jackson is kind of he's struggling a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, at the time, he had just come off of, like, a pretty big game, so it was...
Good. That's you know what you're doing. That was savvy. You know what you're doing with fries, and you know what you're doing with trades. That's a good job. All right. Thank you, Sean. I had a guy in a league I'm in kind of lecture me on trades. You know, come on.
Really?
Come on. Really? Like, you know, I thanked him for the lesson.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
That was polite of you.
Yeah. if taken sincerely, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
We are at Tunsil's Gas Mask World Headquarters. We are scrambling a little bit at running back now. We've had, McCaffrey and Melvin Gordon. We're the one and two, right? So McCaffrey's out. Okay, fine. Go get his replacement. That's working out great.
Sure
Gordon, bye week last week, so we went and got Justin Jackson from the Chargers. Mm-hmm. That was good enough. Fine. Now, Gordon's back, but, there's a DUI, and they might suspend him. So last night, I'm like, look, okay, well, Adrian Peterson. Today, before Twitter broke, Adrian Peterson goes home from Lions practice with an illness. Oh, come on!
He did? I missed that.
Yeah, and this guy here that just called us was sitting on two quarterbacks, and he traded one. I've got four now. Because I drafted Tua originally as like a luxury, like last pick of the draft. Like, yeah, I'm going to just take Tua. Fine. That'll come in handy. And I've got Newton and Kyler Murray.
And you have Justin Herbert.
So I went and got Justin Herbert because of COVID with Newton. So now I've got Herbert. And I don't have another spare running back. Like, I've got Gordon and Peterson, who we just picked up, and McCaffrey and Davis, and like only – maybe two of those guys, or no, only maybe one of those guys might play this week.
Well, I can offer you one of my five. Depending on what you're offering, you can have any of them. Conceivably, Mixon, yeah. Connor, Gibson. Gibson's my guy, but I'm trying to do business here, Joe. Actually, I have six. Tony Pollard, you wouldn't want him. Damian Harris, if you're interested in that, it's kind of a cool one. And Joshua Kelly's on bye. Doubt you'd be interested in him either. Four, I think four is the right quarterback number in this league. You start two, and it's 10 teams. So you have bye weeks, all the unpredictability. You went through it with Newton. I think four is the right number for the roster
sizes. I don't want to divest myself, but I'm looking at, like, you know, if I need to do something else to get another running back.
Who is your tight end?
Play,
who do you have a tight end?
Gronk and Ertz. Yeah, see?
I think I would trade for Ertz if you wanted. I think I would. Ertz, who's Ertz worth here? Just top of my head. Joe, let's see. Top of my head or Joe's head. Gibson for Ertz. No? Not interested?
Like kind of close.
I do too.
It's also the type of trade I feel like neither would ever want to do it. No, you know what? I would want to trade Ertz for Gibson. The
you
problem
would.
Is if he's left with Gronk as his only tight end, that's tough.
I'll throw in Hockenson maybe, but you'd have to give me somebody pretty good because it's not that. Who would you start this week, Hockenson or Ertz? Like, you might start Hockenson over Ertz.
Hockenson.
All right, then maybe I shouldn't even want to do this, but It's kind of anything for the show. Anything for the
show.
We're not
getting off the ground anyway right now because one of the reasons people don't like to deal with Tunsil's gas mask is because it's complicated. You never know who gets to make the official call because there's another owner and he's out of town. He's in Albuquerque.
Well,
and I mean, so I can consult with him, but I can't do that right now. So, like, I can't give you an answer right now.
Great, perfect.
Consult with my co-owner, and you know, there's a time difference.
Yeah, I'm sure that couldn't be worked around. I'm sure you're right. All right, here is Connor with us. Hi, Connor.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
So I just needed some consulting.
Fries or fantasy?
Fantasy.
Okay.
So, I'm 5-0 right now. Just to come play the other guy in my league at 5-0. And I'm kind of screwed. Dalvin Cook, he's injured. Tyler Lockett is kind of bye. Okay? And so I don't know whether to start mixing against the Colts or just go crazy and go with Fulgham, the guy in the Eagles, against Baltimore.
Mixon.
Mixon? Okay.
Yeah, for me. That's easy for me. I could be wrong, but...
Then I have Rex Burkhead. So I need to fill two of those spots.
Oh, you need to fill two of those spots. So now it's Fulgham versus Burkhead. What a titanic matchup.
Right.
Fulgham is interesting. I've been picking him up a little bit, but it's dangerous this week because of the Ravens.
Yeah.
And Burkhead, who knows? Like,
right, the Patriots could do anything.
Who knows? They have Denver. Damian Harris maybe plays there more. You still have James White. Newton is back. That's a closer one. PPR league?
Yeah.
You might try Travis Fulgham there. I think I probably would over Burkhead. Yeah, I think I know I would. That's what I would do.
And then I have a dilemma. I don't know how I'm 5-0 right now, but because my quarterbacks suck. I drafted Burrow and Big Ben, and they both kind of stink, okay?
Hmm.
And then last week I picked up Teddy Bridgewater, and I didn't drop either of my quarterbacks, so now I have three quarterbacks, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know all the matchups, but they're all probably pretty close. I don't think those guys stink.
Bears, Burrow's Colts, Big Ben is Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Yeah.
Roethlisberger. Bulldog?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you expect Roethlisberger to punk Cleveland and throw for 350 yards.
Joe?
Make a call!
Every time. Here's a... Joe passes on this one. Good luck, Connor. Here's a... we'll have Sal coming up. Here is a good feeling in fantasy when this happens. So, Guillotine League... Aaron Jones ended up on waivers because the guy that had Aaron Jones got beat in Guillotine League. Whoever finishes last is out, and all their players go to waivers. Aaron Jones was on bye that last week. It's probably why this guy lost, because he didn't have him. He's been great. So I looked at my team, talked to Joe a little bit. Joe was in the league, but he went out week one, so he's helping me. And I'm like, I'm going after Aaron Jones. So you get $1,000 to play with. And I had 965 of it to play with through week five. I'd saved my money and made it through week five. And I decided I'm going after this guy. So a couple different times during the day, I put my bid in, thinking about every time I think about it, I change a little bit. Last night, right before bed, last call, what are you going to do? I come up with the number 445. That's my bid on Aaron Jones. It's high. I mean,
yeah.
I'm blowing half my budget on Aaron Jones. He gets hurt, I'm screwed. I probably lose. You know, you probably lose anyway. It's Guillotine. There's only one winner. So I wake up, and the bids had just processed, and the first thing I see is a text message from a friend in the league. He's like, 445. Now I know I won. Because that's the only way he would know the number.
Right.
He sees on his app that Aaron Jones went to my team for 445. And I'm like, okay, I got him. But he's immediately, my first reaction is he's making me feel like I just blew it.
Yeah.
So well, I go, too much? And he says, I bid 320. And I think, well, that's not terrible. Like, if that was the second highest bid, I wouldn't feel bad about 445, right?
Right. No.
And then Before I can even make the next move, I get another text from another friend in the league who texts me to tell me the thing that no matter what happens the rest of the day, I'm in a good mood, which is, he writes, you beat me by $3.
Oh, 442 bids 442.
Who bids 442? Who throws a shoe?
Is he an Oldsmobile fan? Like the old Cutlass 442? Like, maybe. What is that?
I'll find out for you.
It's got to be. I don't.
How great is that?
Numbers together.
What you do not want to see in these leagues is you bid $400 and it says next highest bid 19. That's what you you don't want to see. Like, I could have had him for $20.
Right.
You do not want to see that. What you want to see is 442.
Yep.
So that was a good feeling. That's why I've been so amazing and happy today. The whole day. Because you're wondering, what's up with this guy?
It's a big smiley face on the radio.
Yes, 445. Just enough.
And on my end, hey, I've got a sink. So, I'm pretty happy, too.
That's right. All right, Bills injuries, Le'Veon Bell, more with Sal Capaccio when we return. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, this is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.